your Bibles to the first epistle of Thessalonians, or to the Thessalonians from Paul.
Which one?
The first one. First Thessalonians chapter 1. And I'll read, I guess, about the first six verses. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. I'll go ahead and read the last couple. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I like that. I do. Deliverance is past tense. It's happened. Yeah. And you turn to God from idols. You don't turn from idols to God. Because yeah. You turn to God, you're turning from idols. Anyhow, that's not what I'm going to talk about. But I still like it. Because I love Paul's letters. He writes to God's people. And I include myself in that category. Because you will find in this world the two biggest attacks on anything having to do with the scripture will be centered on the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul. Because those are the two that go, if you want to put it this way, they blatantly state who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God, the Word which was with God and was God and is God now. Those are where the attacks come, because that's where the good stuff is, as far as I'm concerned. But he writes of praise to God, instructions, warnings, rebukes, and reproofs. But then he also writes thanks for the people of God and to the people of God. He thanks God for them. Now, I don't pay a lot of attention to anniversaries or really have a great concept of time. As it is past, it's past. That's about all I remember of it. Something that took place 5 years ago may seem like 6 months ago to me. I'm not that good at it. But this past Thursday, which was November the 15th, I was cleaning up some stuff that needed cleaning up in the house, straightening up a bunch of papers, putting bills in the files and all that sort of stuff. I'm still not done, but I'm on vacation. I can pick up some of that. But while I was straightening up, I found something. I got this out a few years ago because I'd found it a year ago or something or whatever it was. This is the original church directory for the Sovereign Grace Chapel. And of course, we just got the new one that came out. And of course, I said that was Thursday, November the 15th. And I was putting this away in the bookcase, and I thought, well, I'll open it up because we got the new one and see who's in here. And I look at the date on here. It says the first congregational meeting of the Sovereign Grace Chapel was November the 15th, 1992. So I picked this up on the 20th anniversary to put it away. And I got to thinking about it and looking at the names in here and just to see who was there, what names were in it, what names weren't. Mace Deeth, I don't know, your name's not in here. I don't know why. I figured Mason was still hiding from the government at that time or something, but didn't want him to know where he was. But you know, there are 22 names in this directory, and with Mason and Edith, had been 24. And I looked, and there are 15 names that are still here, whose names were in this first directory. Now, there are some who had passed on, and there are some who have moved away. But then I looked at that directory, and there's a lot more names in it. And I know we're not always here all at the same time, but actually this assembly has grown, which seems very weird to me. Well, you remember people leaving, okay? And there are some names on there that I remember. And I don't know exactly. You worry more about some people who leave than people who stay sometimes. Because the people who stay are those who belong with us. We are us. And I said it before that I always planned on doing this every now and then, to give thanks to God for you all. And I do. We don't say it a whole lot sometimes because we don't want to brag on anybody. But I am glad when I come here and you are here. Yeah. It's good for me to be here, whether I'm up here or sitting down there. Actually, I have a tendency to prefer sitting down there. But there is one thing I do know. I am not responsible. And you can take that however you want to, but I'm not responsible for the numbers going up or the numbers going down.
Right.
I know who is responsible, whether this assembly's numbers go up or go down. It's not us.
Yeah.
It's God.
Amen.
I like that. I like that it frees me from that responsibility, that I don't have to be the one that grows this place. See, that's the pressure the world's under.
Sure.
They got to pay for those big buildings. They got to pay for those programs. They got to pay for the softball team uniforms. They got to pay for the basketball court. Now, I wouldn't mind having a basketball court or a gymnasium. I'd be very particular about who I let in it. But it's not necessary to this assembly. And if it is necessary to you, you kind of got to need to go somewhere else, because it's just not going to happen. But I am not responsible for getting anyone into or running out anyone of the flock of right. Jesus Christ, who is the good shepherd. I am not responsible for getting the sheep. I am not responsible for keeping the sheep.
Right.
My job here at this time and in this place is to feed the sheep with the word of God.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Right.
That's it.
Right.
Pastor and teacher. You want to talk? We can talk. I don't have a problem with that at all. That's great. Because I like to talk, and sometimes I'm better at listening than others, but, you know. But I'm not responsible for keeping anyone here.
No.
The shepherd keeps his sheep.
Yeah.
The shepherd brings his sheep in, and he has been. And he always will. I mean, that's it. I get to water. I get to water plants. That's what I get to do. I'm the sow good seed, but it's God that gives the increase.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the decrease.
Right, or the decrease.
That's his business.
Right.
The First Baptist Church of Shady, when Earl built, went by the sign there. It says, a fruitful harvest is dependent upon a faithful life. No, a fruitful harvest is dependent upon the master
Amen.
Of the field.
Yeah.
I'm just a branch. There's a vine and a husbandman that take care of the fruit.
Yeah.
Everything I have, I get from them.
Yeah.
And everything anyone else has comes from the vine
right.
and the husbandman. I may have contributed to some people leaving. I will take responsibility or credit. I don't know. Depending on what it is. But as for staying, it's God that maketh thee to differ. Paul said that to the Corinthians. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory? As if thou hadst not received it. Don't take credit for God's work. Because if God gives you something, you've received it. It's not you go out and get it and say, oh yeah, I received it, I took it. No, no. That's not the way it works. I believe that those that have stayed and those that are still here and those that are here now had better be here because they have received the love of the truth. The love of the truth is received when the Holy Spirit gives it to you. As I said, you can blame me for everybody that's left. I don't have a problem. I'll take the rap. But I won't take any credit for anybody staying.
Yeah.
Not even myself.
Right.
I don't take credit for being here myself.
Right.
I stay to hear, and I wrote this down, quote, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I stay because I believe I have received a love of the truth. I like hearing it. And that makes us weirder than 99% of the population of America and anywhere else for that matter. Because there are people who will hear anything except that. And there are places for people who want to hear anything except that.
Right.
Just make up your mind where you want to go.
Sure.
You can go to formalism. You can go to informalism. You can go to Unitarianism. You can go to Lutheranism. You can go to Catholicism. You can go to Buddhism. You can go anywhere you want. And you will never hear anything about the truth of God as it is in the face of Jesus Christ.
Right.
He is the truth. And that's what makes me want to come here. That's why I'm here. I like hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. I want to hear Christ exalted and man not. There's lots of places to try to exalt Christ, but they also try to exalt man. Just a little bit. Just a little bit in some places. Just a little bit. Well, yeah. Well, it's a, I think it's a little bit that leavens the whole lump. Why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Anything and everything we have has come from the hand of God.
Amen.
And that includes the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Most especially.
Yeah.
Now, it is in here in black and white. So if you can read, and if you have the desire to read, you can read it and learn it. It's in here. It's true. But unless God has given you the love of the truth, His Spirit in you, this book won't do you any good. Life comes from God.
Amen.
And it has to be received. It will be received when the Good Shepherd gives it.
Amen.
To his sheep. Now that's why I'm here. I think that's why you're here. I hope it is. I stay here because I belong here. In this assembly.
Yeah.
Whether I'm standing up or sitting down.
Right.
This is the only thing I've ever joined in my life except for when I conned Debbie into marrying me.
Testimony.
There you go. I'm not going to say that. Okay. She still likes me. That's the grace of God right there. And she likes coming here too. And I think that's why you all are here. And still here. After we opened the doors of this place 20 years ago. I still remember, Walter, that camper you and Roy were over in. Roy for, 2 weeks, and Walter for 1 week. It was right over here on the side. They parked it on the side of the hill when we were working on this place. So that seems like 5 years ago, not 20. I remember digging holes underneath the bathroom. But the thing is, I've been here in this place when nobody's here. Come up on Saturday to check on it one time or come up here to do something. This place is nothing but a frame without you people in it.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
And as much as I like it, I can do without it if y'all aren't here.
Sure.
I wouldn't be here. It's the gathering of the people of God that matter. The family of God. My brothers and my sisters. I claim you. I don't care whether you claim me or not. I claim you. That's the way it works with my other family too. But some of them I claim, some of them I don't. But this, you know. This place is an empty hull without the people of God. That's all it is. And I know people who have seemed like they are enamored of buildings.
Sure.
I've gone there ever since I was a wee child, and I always come here, and it's a, you know, I've been here when this place is empty, and that's what it is. It's empty.
It's empty, yeah.
It's empty.
Yeah.
So I thank God for all of you because you're here. I also thank God for all of those who wish to be here but aren't. they could be. Could, you know, if they had, if they could get by, if they could get here, that want to be here but can't be here. And I thank God for you all because I believe you want to be here. Because it's easy to be somewhere else.
Sure.
I could have rolled back over and went back to sleep this morning. I'm on vacation. I could have. But I had to wake up and wake up Debbie. And I wanted to be here this morning. And it took me a long time to realize what that means. Walter, you remember in the early days at Mabscott, when you and I and Earl, we'd get together and print a bulletin on Saturday and stuff like that, or we'd go up to Earl's house and just sit around and talk. In those early days, one of the things Earl told us is that our assemblage, now don't take offense to this, he said, we are a strange group. And he didn't mean it in a bad way at all. He was just being descriptive. Now, because I'm used to being called strange, that's not anything new, okay? Not to me. But he didn't mean it that way. He was speaking of the makeup of our group, this assembly. And I got to thinking about it. We had families, we had couples. We had single people. We had kids. We had old people. We had coal miners, former coal miners, nurses, insurance salesmen, a guy who worked at a grocery warehouse. Now he works at a prison. He's employed at prison, yes. Be specific, yes. Thank you, brother. Yes. And myself, who have done a little bit of everything. I had 3 or 4 businesses close out from underneath me. It wasn't my fault, I don't think. Or maybe it was. God wanted me to be somewhere else. And that was the only way he could get me to move. Sometimes that happens. But we are a differing bunch of people. Now, see, we got Paulus. He come all the way from Colorado with a family. I don't know what's wrong with you. But, well, I do. The love of the truth.
The love of the truth.
You want to be here, you'll be here. If you can. I understand if you can, because I've been there myself. Through sickness and work and whatever else. It happens sometimes. But even when I'm not here, I want to be here.
Yeah.
And when we have snow days, used to be, that was a cause for rejoicing. But if I have a snow day on Sunday, it's kind of, oh, I got to watch football. That's all I got to look forward to. Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
If I got enough snow, I'll go make a snowman. But it's still not the same. I miss the gathering. The assembly. And it took me a while to get to that. Earl knew about it, but he'd been doing this for a while longer than we had.
Yeah.
But the one common denominator that we all have is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that is the important thing.
Yeah.
It is the only thing. Is Him.
Yeah.
Mason, you're my brother because He's my elder brother. And He's your elder brother.
Yeah.
Paul, and Roy, Mac, everybody. That's the relationship
right. We
have. We know we have the same God.
Amen.
The world doesn't know that.
Right.
They think it. They think they do, and they try to make it work. And that's what is the ecclesiastical movement. They want to make it work. They want everybody to get along. And maybe everybody's right. And I always told people that, well, if everybody's right, that means I'm right, which means a lot of other people are wrong. If I'm right. Anyway. I use the word eclectic now. because it sounds classier than strange. See, most people don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Because most people think that's a nice way of saying that we're strange. But what it is, eclectic means we come from a broad and a diverse range of sources. And that's where we come from. But we come together here. And I thank God for that. It's the group that's eclectic. It's not the gospel that's eclectic.
Right.
Okay. We'll make that clear.
Right. That's right.
There's one source for the gospel. Is this book.
Amen.
It's the words of our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
It's the words of his apostles, his prophets. That's the source. Him. But we're eclectic. We can be that. We gather to worship him. The fellowship is a bonus. It's his gift to us.
Yeah.
We've been given his commandment. Love one another.
Yeah.
And that's the reason we are to be here when we can. There is no other reason for this diverse gathering other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now we are a very simple assembly. We show up. We sing a song, someone preaches, we take a break, and we talk amongst ourselves. And we sing a song, and someone preaches. Then we stop, we talk amongst ourselves, and we go home. That's it. That's what's done here. Now that's not much different than anyone else or anywhere else. Other than other places may have more pomp and circumstance. Well, okay. Any place has got more pomp and circumstance than what we got. I don't miss it. I used to go to a place that was nothing but pomp and circumstance. But other places may have nicer buildings, they have nicer seating, more singers, better singers, more instruments, better production, theatrics, and pizzazz. Well, of all those things, I can do pizzazz, but I'm not here for that right now. The only thing that we have here that they don't have is just about all those other places. There are a few that have it. We have, and it's something huge, the true and the only gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will drive past 30 churches to come here.
Sure.
I've done it now for 20 years to this place.
Yeah.
I've done it for 20 years. That's scary. That we've been coming here for 20 years to this little building. Thankfully, the seats are better than what they were. I know we had folded chairs for a while, then we went to them white benches. Them things were hard. And the cushions were really nice. You know, I mean, the cushions we had helped a lot, but man, them benches were bad on my back. But I was still here. And you were still here. The preaches, that's all we do. Because here, what you see is pretty much what you get.
Yeah.
The preaching of Christ Jesus and him crucified and the fellowship of his saints.
Yeah.
His people, for whom I am very thankful.
Yeah.
Paul wrote to these Thessalonians, and he said, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Your labor of love.
Yeah.
Now, it's because of faith that we work.
Amen. That's right. Yeah.
It's because of love that we labor. And neither one of those come from us.
Right.
It comes from Him.
Yeah.
Believers labor. Believers work. Believers love. And believers have faith. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Yeah.
And thereby we have received it.
Yeah.
It has been given to us.
Right.
Believers do some things because of what we have received from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've received is the ability to be happy to be here.
Sure.
That's right.
Sure.
I hated going to church when I was a kid. I did. I hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, forget even the part where Mom made me wear a suit. It was boring and they droned on and we did. Now, see, this was Catholicism, okay? We did the same thing every time. When they went to English, you get to where after a while, you could repeat the whole thing and you didn't need the guy up front. But see, that guy up front was supposed to be important. Well, the guy up front here is not supposed to be important.
Right.
The assembly is important.
Right.
The gathering. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Right, together.
Because there is no, clergy and laity.
Right. Yeah.
That's not it. There are brethren and sisters.
Yeah.
The family of God. That's us.
That's us.
And the ones who left, some of them left because they were not of us.
Right.
Because had they been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But that it might be made manifest. Now, it didn't make them not us.
No.
It just made it manifest.
Right. Yeah. Made manifest.
That's all. It, see, I didn't run them out.
No,
it's not my fault.
You got it right.
It's just being made manifest that they were not at all of us.
Right.
Now, there is a possibility God will save them and bring them back. I would be happy to see it.
That's right.
Because I always like seeing my brothers and sisters in Christ. I like gathering with my family.
Amen.
And I think you do too. And I thank God for y'all. Our Father, thank you for your Son, our Lord, who has delivered us and is bringing in His people one by one, individually, calling them by name and bringing them into the flock. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought us and that you keep us and you feed us and you take care of us and you give us everything we need. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.